Tell them, Miss Ann Goodlin.
Where's that?
Yes, indeed. The Zydeco Stomp is where it's at, and where it is KRVS. I'm Herman Fuselier, back for another 3 hours of some good Zydeco blues and old school R&B right here on listener-supported public radio, KRVS 88.7 FM, and online worldwide at krvs.org. And as always, now's the perfect time to light the barbecue pit. Pour yourself a long, tall, cold glass of Strawberry Hill or whatever your favorite beverage is. And that's the Big Cat Ernie Ladd used to say on Mid-South Wrestling.
Get on the telephone and call somebody.
And tell them the Zydeco Stomp is on the air.
I'll play another one that my father did back in 1983.
Keith Frank and the Swallow Zydeco Band. Live at Slim's Waikiki.
They call me Mel, yeah. Something my father, Mr. Preston Frank, made back in 1981. There's something called Why You Wanna Make Me Cry.
You're loving me is the world to me.
Are you gonna be with me tonight, baby? Girl, you know I treat you right. Hey, baby, yeah.
In the Swallow Zydeco Band. Live at Slim's Waikiki in my hometown of Opelousas, Why You Wanna Make Me Cry. And another one right before that, Mamel Y'all, taken from that CD, Live at Slim's Waikiki on Shauna Q Records. Keith, what year? 1999 that came out. Man, that's hard to believe. It's been, what, 14 years?
Yeah.
Time flies. So we got the man himself in the studio. You heard him a little bit with JB and MC. We kept him over a little while. Keith Frank, what's going on, Keith Frank? Been a while since we've seen you.
Yeah, man, I'm glad to be here.
What's been happening?
I'm just working hard, still doing it, and here to promote the Creole Renaissance Festival.
Absolutely. Well, just to say you're still doing it, last time I saw you perform was at the Zydeco Extravaganza, and man, you put on the show. It seemed like, I'm not sure how long it lasted, but it seemed like 10 minutes. It was just hit after hit after hit. You didn't stop. You had the people moving the whole time.
Oh, thank you, man. I'm just trying to do it. God is good.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Well, for the second year in a row, you got your Creole Renaissance Festival. So tell us about it, when it is, what's going on.
Everything goes on next Saturday, August 31st, at the Yambly Building in Opelousas. A lot of history made there.
Mm-hmm.
We got Rusty Matoir, Andre Theory, Dexter Ardoin, Brian Jack, Chris Ardoin, and myself.
All right.
And we'll start the music at 2 o'clock. Doors will open at 12. And around 6:30, 7 o'clock, we got a $1,000 dance contest.
Oh, my goodness.
So you definitely want to get out and check that out. A lot of good Creole music, Zydeco music, good Creole food, and good Creole people.
Sounds good. A good time for sure. How did it go last year? This is the second year for it. How did that first year go?
Yeah, it was really good last year.
Good.
It was really good last year.
So you're bringing it back one more time. Just where'd you get the idea? Why'd you want to do this?
Well, we actually started doing it in 2000, and then we stopped because during 2005 and 6, when the hurricanes came, they used the Yamalee as the shelter.
Yeah, it's so true. Forgot about that.
You know, we just decided to do it, and I decided to change the name. I didn't want it to be. It was Keith Frank's Labor Day Bash for the longest time. And, you know, this is, you know, a lot bigger than me and anything that I could selfishly put my name on. So it's just something trying to, you know, promote Creole culture and, you know, trying to keep alive what I grew up with.
Right. Because you're no doubt one of the contemporary artists and brought in a new sound and still bringing in new sounds and new ideas, but you never forget about your roots, where you came from.
Yeah. My favorite stuff is the stuff I grew up on.
Yeah. It's nothing like it. It's some good stuff for sure. Just let people know, I always talk about the ABCs, as I call the first families that started it all, and you're definitely part of that. How far back does music go in the Frank family?
We traced it back when my grandfather was living. That was 1999 and 2000 when I did the Creole Connection CD.
Okay.
And we got back almost as far as 1836.
Wow. Yeah. That's tremendous. It's a lot of history. Now, how'd you come aboard? I know you had your dad had the Frank family band. How'd you start playing and how'd you learn?
I started playing drums with my dad at 3 years old.
Okay.
And just kind of worked my way around.
Yeah.
Trying to avoid cutting grass, I ended up learning how to play guitar.
Yeah.
And then when he caught on to what I was doing, that wasn't going to fly over there no more. You'll play guitar after you finish cutting the grass.
Oh, so, you still had to do the household.
Oh, yeah. You got to take care of that.
Yes, indeed. Well, Keith Frank with us talking about the Creole Renaissance Festival. Keith, I got queued up something by Rusty Matoya. He's going to be one of the performers at your festival.
Yeah.
So you know Rusty? Or
I do. Very nice guy.
Yeah. And he came to visit us a few months ago. Young man, but sounds good. So let's hear one from his CD. I think this might be the title cut, Take My Hand, Rusty Matoya, here on the Zydeco Stomp, KRVX.
Come with me, baby, take my hand. I'll show you good.
That's Rusty Matoir with a title cut from his debut CD, Take My Hand, a young man from Lake Charles, Louisiana, accordion player and vocals on that one. Also in the band, LaMarcus Bell, Hubert Gilry on rhythm guitar, James J. Roe Romaine, and also Deuce Jacko, bass guitar, Rusty Matoir, and Zydeco Crush. They'll be part of the lineup next Saturday at the Creole Renaissance Festival, Keith. So, Keith, you looking forward to your festival? I know people are talking about it, and 1 week from today is when it all happens.
Oh, definitely. Very excited about it. We got folks coming from Shreveport and, you know, from all over.
So yeah.
Really excited about it.
Give folks that lineup one more time.
It's Dexter Ardoin, Rusty Matoir, Andre Theory, Brian Jack, Chris Ardoin, and yours truly, Keith Frank and the Swallows Attico Band.
Man, like Melvin was saying earlier, with all those other ones, when are you going to find time to play? You got some good artists on that lineup. All of those could handle it by themselves all night long.
Yeah, well, if they let me have a little bit of the end, I'll be okay with that.
At the end,
5-10 minutes would be fine for me. So
how's things been with Keith Frank? We were talking off the mic. You were in Gonzales last night, and
yeah.
you're staying busy just about every weekend playing. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, like I said, I just, you know, I give thanks and praise to God and, you know, thank all my friends and fans that's stuck with me over 25 years now.
Yeah, so. Well, I was about to ask how many years, ask Keith Frank and the Swallow Zydeco Band, so it's officially 25.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
That's tremendous. Yeah. And like I said, some come and go, but Keith Frank always steady, always has a hot CD. What's your secret? How do you stay like that?
I don't know. I try to spend as much time on my knees as I can.
Mm-hmm. So, I hear you.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't really write songs. You know, they just kind of, you know, hit me. So it's a gift from God.
Like it comes from somewhere else.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So,
yeah.
You know, that's the only thing that I can say that I honestly do. I don't consider myself to be an overly talented musician. I know there's a lot of, you know, accordion players that are a lot better than I am. You know, but like I said, I give thanks and praise to God, and, you know, I'm still here for a reason.
So, yeah. Because something, like you said, there's so many good ones out there, but you just remain steady, remain on at the forefront. So I know it's a hard thing to do, but it's quite an accomplishment for sure.
Yeah, thank you.
Give me a little State of the Union address. What do you think of Zydeco these days? We've gone through all kind of changes as you've seen and you've been part of. Just 2013, what does Zydeco look like to you?
Actually, now I'm starting to see that things are kind of, you know, it's always a circle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things get kind of far out, and then eventually, you know, like we did in the, in the 80s, you know, you had John De La Fosse, and, you know, then you had Boozoo. It kind of started from, you know.
Yeah.
It's just a never-ending circle. You know, now I see, you know, more folks starting to, you know, jump on the more traditional material now.
Yeah.
You know? So I think it's a great, great thing.
Right. Well, which is good. Because I'm a guy, I always tell people, we have to embrace the young people getting in, because at one time that was a rare thing. And, you know, every generation has to do their own thing. So let them do what they have to do, but don't forget where it came from.
Yeah. And the famous words of Sid Williams, never forget where you come from, always know where you're going.
Hey, that's right. That's right. We got to make a plaque out of that, a poster.
Exactly.
Put that on the wall.
Yeah.
So, Keith, what's coming up for you after your career? Renaissance Festival. What's it looking like?
I'm still, you know, working every weekend, working on a new CD now.
Okay.
And at the end of the year, I'm going to start working on a new Creole Connection CD.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, I'm just working hard in the studio now.
Yeah. Are you starting to tour more, go out of the area, or still pretty much the South Louisiana, Southeast Texas?
Probably next year I'm going to tour a little more.
Okay.
So,
All right.
Mostly around the area this year.
Good. All right. And people can always keep up with you. I know you're social media active. What's your websites, and how can people keep up with Keith Frank?
It's keithfrank.com. We're on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. We have an app as well.
Mm.
You can go to your Google Play Store, you know, iTunes, and or anywhere, you know, and get the app, and it's free.
Okay.
And update you pictures, you know, fan emails and
you know,
anything you need to know.
Now, is that an app new? I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have to download that. So I just search for Keith Frank at the iTunes store or the App Store, and I'll get it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's $100, right?
No, no, it's free. It's free.
It's free. Yeah. All right. Well, get the Keith Frank app. But see, like I tell you, the man just find ways to keep it going, keep it steady. He has an app. I'm not sure if any other Zydeco artist has an app. That, not that I know of.
I'm not sure. I got a, you know, my webmaster is, you know, really, really, you know, well versed in computers and, you know, really good guy. And we've been working together for over 15 years now.
Okay.
So I got a really good team of people that work with me.
You know,
or that I work with. I'm kind of.
Which I assumed that was you. I mean, you have a degree in electronics, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
But you let somebody else handle the computer stuff.
Yeah. I just feel that, you know, I can't be on top of everything. There's no way.
Yeah.
So I try to delegate, you know, people that are more talented than I am on certain things, and I just let them do their job, you know.
Yes, indeed. So, yes, indeed. Yeah. But Keith, keep on keeping on. It's sure good to see you. One more time before we go, let people know what's happening a week from today in Opelousas.
All right. It all goes down. It's the Creole Renaissance Festival, August 31st. That's next Saturday. That's at the Gambley Building in Opelousas. Doors open at 12 o'clock, and music will start at 2. And like I said, we got music by Rusty Matoir, Andre Theory, Dexter Ardoin, Brian Jack, Chris Ardoin, and Keith Frank and the Swallow Zydeco Band. There's a $1,000 dance contest, and we're going to be doing that around 6:30.
Okay.
So get there early.
Bring your dancing shoes. You might leave home, might go home with some money. You definitely go home with after having a good time. That's a week from tomorrow, a week from today, I should say, Creole Renaissance Fest.
One more thing.
Yes.
We do have an award this year for the Creole Renaissance Man of the Year.
Okay.
Almost forgot about that.
Yeah.
So, you know, definitely want to get there to check that out. That's something.
Do you want to say who it is, or are you just going to wait till then?
No, no.
Because I know, but I'm not going to say.
Yeah, yeah, we're still deciding right now.
So, okay.
We're still deciding.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm you know, we'll reveal it the day of the festival.
All right. A lot of people deserve it, though. Well, Keith, thanks for recognizing the roots and keeping the music going, and just keep on doing what you're doing.
Thank you for everything you do, Herman.
All right. And CreoleRenaissance.com is the website.
CreoleRenaissance.com. Right.
Let's get back to more music. Here's one by another artist that's going to be the Creole Renaissance Festival, Dexter Ardoin. I don't know what you came to do, but I came to Zydeco.
me feel.
The way you make me feel.
You really turn me on.
You really turn me on.
You knock me off my feet.
You knock me off my feet.
My lonely days are gone.
My lonely days are gone.
I like the feeling you're giving me. Now hold me, baby, then I'm in ecstasy. Now I'll be working from 9 to 5 to buy you things to keep you by my side. I never felt so in love before. Now promise me, baby, you'll love me forevermore. Now kiss my baby and tell me twice. Now you're the one on me. The way you make me feel.
The way you make me feel.
You really turn me on.
You really turn me on.
You knock me off my feet.
You knock me off my feet.
My lonely days are gone.
My lonely days are gone.
Might have thought it was Michael Jackson playing the accordion, but no, that's the Grammy nominee Corey Ledette with a single he's kind of shopping around now. But it is Michael Jackson who had it originally, "The Way You Make Me Feel." Corey Ledette, aka Zydeco, what we'll call you, the Zydeco Michael Jackson. What's going on?
Oh, nothing much. How you doing?
Good, good, doing fine. Good to see you as always. What's been happening?
Oh, nothing. Just trying to stay busy, keep the bills paid.
Yeah,
keep my stomach full.
Well, that's good. That's what more could you want out of life, I guess?
That's it.
As long as you're eating and paying the bills, that's accomplishing a whole lot for sure. Well, you're about to come out with a new CD, and that's one of the singles for it. Just tell us about the CD. What can we expect?
This one is going to be the, I think, the 8th CD.
8th, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
And we just did the Live at Jazz Fest recording, that's on iTunes.
Okay.
So you can get it on iTunes. So this would be the 8th one. This one's coming out probably in the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
This one's called Destiny.
Destiny, all right. Because I know maybe, 2 months ago you came by for a visit and you did a slow drag song. That's going to be on that CD?
Yeah, it's on that too.
And which song was that again?
When There's Something Wrong With My Baby.
Yes, that one. The old Sam and Dave number sounded real good. I definitely remember
that. I think there's number 7 if you want to sneak that.
Okay. Well, we'll definitely have to play some of that. So about in a couple of weeks we should have that out.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Good. What else can we expect from it?
Basically the same old Same old me, like Joe Jury, he'd say.
Well, the same old you is a good old you. You're what, 31 years old? I like to brag on you all the time.
Actually, I turned 32 on Wednesday.
Where's the day? Where's the years going? They keep passing by. Well, early happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you.
And you mastered a single note, triple note, and piano accordion. The last two semesters, you were teaching accordion classes at UL. Mm-hmm. Grammy nominee last year. Well, man, what else you want to do? That's quite an accomplishment. A lot of accomplishments already.
Oh, thank you.
Well, that's good. That's good. And how long you been playing all together now, Corey?
I have my band 10 years now here. Okay. When I moved here. Yeah. But I've been playing for about at least 20 years for sure.
Yeah, yeah. And remind us again how you got started.
I got started playing drums with Wilbert Thibodeau in Houston.
Okay.
And played drums with him for a long time and just kind of moved to the accordion and was hanging out with my cousin Sam Brothers and kind of got me started that way.
Yeah. Now, how'd you learn from Leon Sam, or listening to records, or just how'd you start off?
Both. Listening to his record, and I'd go by him. You know, they're actually from Houston, too.
Yeah.
So at that time, he was living back in Houston, so I'd go by him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So it's been a good thing moving to Louisiana?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And your family goes back into music, too.
Yeah.
Exotico.
Yeah, my grandfather played with Clifton Chenier.
And his name was again?
Buchanan Ledet, but they know him by T-Bu.
T-Bu.
Yeah.
Played with Clifton. You related to the Porches, too, I think.
Yeah, right? John Porcher, Greg Porcher, yeah. Everybody.
Yeah. How's John? I hadn't seen him in a long time.
Oh, he's doing good.
Yeah, he's still playing?
Oh, yeah, he's still playing.
Yeah, tremendous keyboard player.
Oh, yeah, they call him Golden Fingers.
Yes, indeed. Been to the Apollo Theater and done all kind of great stuff through the years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, what number you said that was on the CD? I want to make sure I had to have the right one queued up. Number 7?
I think that one is number 7, yeah.
All right, let's see. Yeah, here we go. More of the brand new Corey Ledet on the Zydeco Stomp. Slow drag number.
When something is wrong with my baby, something is wrong with me. And if she's ever worried, oh, that I would feel that same misery. We've been through so much together, oh, but we stand as one, and I know to make it better. When something is wrong with my baby, something is wrong with me. Do it, Jay. Oh,
but you're my woman, and you know I'm your man. And if she's got a problem, then you know, you know I can help you solve them. When something is wrong with my baby, something is wrong with me. When something is wrong
and belly rubbing Zydeco from Corey Ledet from his forthcoming CD, the old Sam and Dave number, When Something's Wrong With My Baby, Something's Wrong With Me. Corey, that sounded pretty good.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
What made you decide to record that?
I just want to step out of my comfort zone a little bit.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I know you sing all the time, but it's a different way for you to sing, but it sounds real good.
Thank you. Yeah. That one was actually a challenge because we're so used to playing, you know, full throttle.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
to kind of pull back. Hold back and yeah. stay right there.
Yeah.
It was a little challenge.
Yeah.
But I like it, though. I like a challenge.
Yeah, well, you've accomplished a lot of challenges through the years, for sure, but that sounds good. So give us the name of the CD, and when can we expect it again?
The CD is called Destiny.
Okay.
And it should be a couple more weeks.
All right. So when it's a full CD ready to go, although it's pretty much ready, you just got to get it all,
yeah.
all tied, all, like I said, cross all the T's and mm-hmm. dot the I's.
But oh, yeah.
in a couple of weeks, we'll have it ready for the public.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you got any gigs coming up? What's going on the bandstand with you?
We've been out of town for a while.
Yeah.
But next weekend, we're going to Rhode Island.
Okay.
To Nenagret Park for Rhythm and Roots.
Yeah, which a lot of our artists go there every year.
Yeah.
And it's not your first time going there.
No, right? We've been going there since 06, 07. Wow.
Well, tell us a little, Bob, what kind of atmosphere is it? It sounds like it's a real good thing. I've been hearing about it for years.
It reminds me a lot of the Zydeco Festival.
Okay.
I mean, it's a lot of people. They have heritage stages.
Yeah.
They have like a round table discussions mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And,
yeah.
A bunch of good stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well, and cool weather. That's what I like.
I was about to say, yeah. It's not going to be 95 degrees in Rhode Island.
Oh, no.
So a welcome break from the Louisiana heat for you.
Yeah.
But that resume is getting long, from Rhode Island to Hawaii to Russia to where else you've been?
Alaska. Malaysia, Germany, Paris, Netherlands.
Wow. 31 years old. And I can't even go to Lautel.
So. Oh.
But Corey, keep on keeping on, young man, doing a tremendous job. And, you know, some people might say you're changing your style, but you're not really. You're still,
no, I'm just kind of branching out a little bit.
Yeah, which all the artists have done over the years, because people, we think of traditional as Clifton and then so many others. But back in Clifton's day, he did Ray Charles, mm-hmm. Fats Domino, Sam Cooke, Etta James. So mm-hmm. that's always been part of Zydeco music.
Yeah. But he would do it Zydeco, so.
Or in French, yeah, something like that. So, yeah, that's all part of it. So you got a website and stuff, too?
Yeah, www.coreyledet.com.
All right.
Check it out.
Sounds good. And come on back when that new CD is ready for the public.
Sure will.
Good stuff from Corey Ledet. We continue now. Here's a little something from Brian Jack from You Don't Know Jack CD.
What would you do? You do, you do, you Hi, this is Dustin Cravens, the Prince of Promotion. You're listening to the man, the myth, the legend, Herman Fuselier. Keep it locked right here on the Zydeco Stomp for all the best in Zydeco, blues, oldies, and all things Louisiana right here on 88.7 KRVS. Keep on.